Welcome to the Summer Sucks audio podcast. I'm your host, Rhett Franson. This episode brought to you by Podski. This is our second episode helping our listeners stay up to date with industry trends, equipment reviews, news briefs, snow reports, and more. Today we have an excellent show planned, but first, oh baby, is it hot! Special thanks to Billy and the Rockets for that beat. Those guys out of Wendover, Utah, helping us keep it local with a little country blues action. That song about how Billy traveled to Peru to find BB, the love of his life. This is not unlike what passionate North American skiers might have to do this summer, as it continues to roast us here in the States. A free skier report by Tom Winter said that a massive storm has helped kick off the season in Chile. With epic snowfall at most of the resorts, Portillo has reported that 45 inches of snow have fallen in the last week. Farther south, Valle Nevado and La Parva are all reporting new snow and powder skiing conditions. Unfortunately, while our South American friends are enjoying the sixth snowfall, the closest we'll get is our dreams. Meanwhile, we might choose to follow the example of some winter athletes, including Bodie Miller and Jeremy Bloom, who have engaged in some summer sports. The Kansas City Star recently reported that Bloom, 5 months removed from his skiing and Winter Olympics, returns to the football field for the first time since the NCAA ruled him ineligible at Colorado in 2004 because he accepted endorsement money for skiing. Though just 5'9 and 173 pounds, Bloom can be a difference maker in the return game and as a third receiver, but he hasn't yet practiced in training camp because of an injured hamstring. Bloom will play with the Philadelphia Eagles as a kick returner. Similarly, Bodie Miller has turned to professional baseball. He will play with the Nassauska Pride from New Hampshire as part of a one-game contract to help raise money for his Turtle Ridge Foundation, which will donate funds to help fight cancer. No word yet on what position he will play. Free Skier magazine treated Miller unkindly by stating that, regardless of how Miller fares on the field, it's unlikely that he'll do any worse than he did in the Winter Olympics, where he failed to bring home a medal and bombed out of several events. Let's not forget, however, that the year before, Bodie Miller won the World Cup and was named the world's best ski racer. Finally, everyone is watching the American Skiing Company as it toys with the idea of selling Steamboat in Colorado. Some of the problems plaguing the American Skiing Company include that they have never made an annual profit. They remain deep in debt, and through the first three quarters of the fiscal year, they have lost more than $24 million. Nevertheless, the American Skiing Company says that they are not selling Steamboat for debt relief. As the company continues to struggle, it's likely that it will impact most of us as skiers. The American Skiing Company owns Steamboat, The Canyons, Killington, Mount Snow, Sunday River, Sugarloaf, and Attitash. For those of us that have personally witnessed corporate policy and culture damage resort communities, it seems logical that bad karma might haunt the American Skiing Company. Any resort that cares more about risk management than customer satisfaction, especially that of the locals, shouldn't be allowed to operate. That's the July 26, 2006 edition of the Summer Sucks podcast from Podski. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Rhett Franson. Watch for our next episode when we'll talk about the 2010 Olympics and how the Israeli-Lebanon conflict has affected skiing in the region. Until then, think snow.